You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
By the way, you guys may have noticed, audience, and Judd and Declan, that we did remove the Kirk Cousins part of the Purple Daily intro. That you like that part. A lot of people were on us the last couple days, like middle of the week. Why is that traitor's voice still in the Purple Daily intro? It's gone now. Gone forever.
It was funny. I got a boatload of feedback, not of like, man, this new era of Vikings football is going to be exciting, and I can't believe the Vikings didn't pay Kirk. And then it was also, you guys are going to have to change up your imaging and sounders like crazy. And I was like, actually, that's true. We are going to have to remove some images and sounders.
Yeah, we're not. I don't know. I don't think we're going to be. We're looking ahead, man.
Is there
we're
like
looking
a
ahead.
Viral Sam Darnold clip or something outside of the point of mono.
Seeing ghosts.
Yeah. I'm seeing ghosts.
Dude,
which
can
I think
you
said to
yeah,
McCowan,
let's find
right?
that.
I think he was talking to McCowan on the bench in a Jets game. It was a Monday night game, I think. And I think he's talking to McCowan and he said, I'm seeing ghosts.
We got to find that. Well, we've got three different variations, actually four different variations of you like that. So we can replace, we have four openings on our
side. The Darnold thing should last like 2 weeks and then we'll be done with that too.
Well, maybe we'll need some sound bites of Justin Herbert.
Oh, good.
Because I would say that this is a Saturday checkdown episode. So we'll do one topic here, and these Saturday checkdowns are generally kind of 15-minute check-in episodes here to say hi to you guys on the weekends. This might go a little longer than 15 because it's kind of meaty.
So if this is fourth and eight, we're going to throw for 3 yards. You think?
Yeah, this is 3 yards to TJ, blanketed by a defender with
okay,
other
thank
defenders
you.
Ready to go.
Just want to clarify.
If he just breaks that one tackle. Now there's.
I just want to clarify, apropos of nothing.
Yeah. Now we're moving forward after one last shot at Kirk Cousins. I would say that you guys sent us hundreds and hundreds of feedback emails this week because obviously it's been a crazy week in Vikingsville here. I would say the most popular topic toward the end of the week is the Justin Herbert speculation, because the Chargers sent Keenan Allen, their longtime great wide receiver, to the Bears for like a fourth round pick. Mike Williams gone, Austin Eckler gone. So like all their weapons that we know mostly from fantasy football the last few years are gone, and Justin Herbert is just sitting there. They wasted his rookie scale contract. They didn't, you know, they had the wrong coach in Brandon Staley. So they bring in Jim Harbaugh. Now, Jim Harbaugh reportedly loves Justin Herbert and was even telling people the last couple of years, if I ever came back to the NFL, Justin Herbert's one of the guys I'd love to work with. But he also loves J.J. McCarthy, and the Chargers are definitely in this sort of transition mode with all these weapons going away, some of the cap problems they have. So I just want to read you one of the feedback emails, and then we can have this conversation. Kevin Albers chimes in here via the feedback app. Hey guys, looks like the Chargers are having a garage sale. What if Justin Herbert becomes part of the garage sale? J.J. McCarthy is Jim Harbaugh's guy. Could the Vikings trade for Justin Herbert? Now, I will say it would have to be a post-June 1st designation trade because, according to Over the Cap, Justin Herbert's contract would be a $108 million dead cap hit on their 2024 books, which would put them like $75 million over the cap.
Yep.
So they, if you do a post-June 1st, they'd still have to eat a ton of the cap money that's tied into bonuses. It would still really hurt them financially, but presumably they would get multiple draft picks. They'd be able to get J.J. McCarthy, who's Jim Harbaugh's guy. So your thoughts on just some of the early steam about Justin Herbert being on an island by himself now, and whether you think the Vikings should or would make a phone call on that?
Fun discussion. No, I don't think that they should. And I don't think Jim Harbaugh took this job to trade Herbert. You got to keep in mind too, the receivers that have, that are gone now are not young guys too. It's not like the Chargers are bailing on this young talent. Keenan Allen was traded to the Bears on Thursday, I believe, for a fourth round pick. He's a veteran. Mike Williams, who tore his knee up at US Bank Stadium against the Vikings. He's a veteran. He's been let go. He's a very good player, but again, he's not a guy who it's like you're building around him. I don't think Jim Harbaugh like secretly thought, you know what? I'd really like to trade Justin Herbert and bring in my guy, J.J. McCarthy. Justin Herbert is the future. And as you pointed out, just from a financial standpoint, you know, once you make that commitment, I don't think you can pull the plug on that commitment for various reasons, including the aforementioned salary cap. So it's fun to talk about. The other thing is, too, I think the Vikings probably, after going through the whole thing just from a financial standpoint with Kirk, I think the Vikings want to start with a rookie quarterback. I think that's their preference. It gives you basically 5 years of you can call the shots. Imagine the team that you can build. All of those things make me think that the Herbert thing is a complete non-starter. I don't think he gets traded to the Vikings. I don't think he gets traded anywhere. And I think he is Jim Harbaugh's guy.
I'm certainly not ready to like write off Justin Herbert because no one should. He's still very young. And he entered the league around the same time of this new era of quarterbacks. But you know, I don't like Brandon Staley. I think I made that very clear because I fired him more than any other coach on Declan Fire Someone's Ass during our segments with Boone over the last like three seasons. But for me, Herbert is kind of entering a Kirk Cousins territory. I think he's more rawly talented than Kirk, without a doubt. But we keep waiting for everyone to say, when is Justin Herbert and the Chargers going to take the next leap? And without a doubt, there is a lot of that has to fall on the coaching and ownership. But at the end of the day, if you're really a quarterback that elevates everything, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers in his prime, Joe Burrow, you just start to do it. And I wonder if Justin Herbert will ever be able to do that. And that's where I think he kind of enters this dangerous territory of good, not great quarterback.
I mean, that is the question surrounding him, because you physically look at just his size, his athletic ability, some of the crazy throws he makes, keeping plays alive with his legs, arm talent, all those things. It's not really close between him. I mean, Kirk Cousins has milked every literal cent out of his career, but also there's a reason why he was a fourth round pick. There's a reason why Justin Herbert was a first round pick. So talent wise, agreed. Kirk is 36. Herbert's going to be or just turned 26. He's been in the league for 4 years. I think you have to wait until a quarterback is like 29 or 30 and has played maybe 6 or 7, 8 years as a starter before you can start to say, yep, this guy just can't elevate a franchise. I do find it kind of funny that there's a lot of people that will put Herbert and Lamar Jackson and some of these other guys who are under the age of 28 or 29. Joe Burrow never won a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow's like 27, dude, or whatever he is, you know. Justin Herbert still has time, but that is like, you, Declan's right. You can't say with certainty that he's a guy that you feel comfortable paying top of the market money to because he can elevate despite holes on your roster. I mean, we talk about Patrick Mahomes. Hey, Patrick, sorry, we have to say goodbye to Tyreek Hill. Oh, hey, sorry, we have to say goodbye to, your starting cornerback or whatever. And he says, okay, cool. Yep, that's fine. I'll just win a Super Bowl anyways because I can make up for those deficiencies. I think Justin Herbert is one of the five or six best quarterbacks in the league if healthy and if given good coaching infrastructure, which he would be getting with Jim Harbaugh or with Kevin O'Connell, I think, better than Brandon Staley. I make the phone call just to explore it. Just to explore it. I don't think the Chargers would... I think Justin Herbert plus Jim Harbaugh is the right pairing for the Chargers. And I think swallowing all that dead money would be really stupid and problematic for that franchise to go into an unknown with a rookie quarterback. But
exactly,
you damn right I make the phone call. And I see the Russell Wilson trade. I looked this up 2 years ago. So for aging 34, 35-year-old Russell Wilson, the Seahawks received two first-round picks, two second-round picks, a fifth, and some players. So, like, the question would be for the Vikings, if this conversation did make it to an actual proposal, would you give up two first-round picks? Let's say it's the 11 and then next year's 25. And by the way, you'd still have the 23. Two second-round picks, or maybe because you already gave up next year's second and you don't have this year's, it would have to be the 11, the 23, and next year's first, and maybe a player or something. That's probably where the conversation would start in terms of what it would take.
I'd rather make a significant but probably smaller trade to get a rookie quarterback that my head coach, who's a quarterback, likes than that. Like, I want the advantage of the rookie contract. And Herbert is really talented. The game he played here, he was magnificent, but the problem there is the rookie contract's gone. And once that's gone, part of the appeal is gone. So, and again, you know what? Herbert's another environment guy. He was taken by a team that hasn't really done right by him yet, which is where Harbaugh comes in to see if he can, because he certainly knows far more about QB play than Brandon Staley did. So it's interesting. It's a fun discussion. But I think the track the Vikings are on appear to be on right now, if they stay on what it looks like, I think this is the right track. I think you get your quarterback, you develop him. Yes, it's a risk. But that being said, you also are going to put that kid in a position to work with a guy that knows exactly what he wants and needs and is supportive.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, so, I mean, man, I think, yeah, the best case scenario to me would be that you, like Judd said, you draft a quarterback, and that quarterback is as good as Justin Herbert was in his first 4 years, but you just have more competent infrastructure around him. I mean, think about, God, the first 4 years of his career, age 22 through 25, he threw for 114 touchdowns, only 42 interceptions. He had one kind of bad interception year in 2021, where he threw 38 touchdowns, 15 picks, 5,000 yards. They asked him to do so much. Rookie of the year in 2020. If you could get that level of play on 4 years of a rookie scale contract, that would be the holy grail, right? Like, so I'm with you. I think best case scenario is you draft a Justin Herbert caliber player and you have just better pieces and maybe even a better defense and all those things around him. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, I see Vikings fans kind of fired up about this. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh made people laugh like a month ago. And he said, I think J.J. McCarthy, by the time the entire process is over, is going to be the number one quarterback off the board. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but it's a lot closer to happening than when he said it like a month and a half ago. Because when he said it a month and a half ago, it was like, oh, he might be a second round pick. No, he's probably going to be a top five or top six pick.
And what's I think the really intriguing thing about that statement is Harbaugh knows so much more about what McCarthy can do than we do because of all the things Harbaugh didn't allow McCarthy to do at Michigan.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like he very he utilized him in a very certain way. And supposedly there's a lot more talent there, which undoubtedly Harbaugh saw in practices, right? So Jim Harbaugh knows a lot more about McCarthy's potential than we do, because a lot of that potential was not unlocked by the guy who likes him.
Yeah.
Sort of interesting.
Yeah. The other thing, real quick, one more thing on Justin Herbert. What's a little confusing is, so most contracts have a base salary and then like a signing bonus that gets prorated throughout the duration of the contract. So, and Judd, maybe you know what this is, but there is something in the NFL called option bonuses that are prorated. So he has what's called an option bonus that next year is a $10 million option bonus, and then it's prorated the rest of the time. It's $19.1 million option bonus in 25, 26, 27, 28. And I think that all counts on the Chargers' books. So I think if you were to acquire him, you'd be on the hook for the base salaries, which is $6 million this year, $15 million next year, 24, 36, and 47 million. Maybe someone can correct me in the comment section, because this Chargers, is where my amateur capology goes a little bit.
The
south.
Chargers would definitely be placing themselves in cap hell. Like, it would make no sense for them. The Vikings, it might make sense for. The Chargers, it make no sense for.
But I'm saying if the Vikings are taking on less cap,
right?
But a trade would make a lot more sense for the Vikings, because instead of paying him like $50 million in cap every year.
Right. But someone's paying... but someone's getting screwed, and the Chargers, like, why would you do that to yourself there's no reason to give up on Herbert yet. Like, there's incentive to say, you know what, Jim Harbaugh, let's go get JJ McCarthy on a cheap contract, but we're still going to have to pay a starting quarterback at a star scale. Because I think there's a fighting chance Herbert with Jim Harbaugh is going to absolutely thrive.
Yeah. And like, we need like Rob Brzezinski's assistant or someone to come on here and let us know what happens with option bonuses. But let's say that the Chargers would have to eat the over 2 years post June 1st designated trade, like $100 million in dead cap over 2 years spread out. That would increase the price on the trade. It would no longer then be three first-round picks. It'd be whatever. It'd be a fourth first-round pick. Because they're saying, we need young, cheap talent because we're eating all this Justin Herbert dead cap, so you guys can pay a little extra. So, all right. So we all kind of agree. Fun topic. I make the phone call just to have an exploratory conversation, but we're probably not trading multiple first-round picks for, like, three first-round picks for Justin Herbert, right?
No. Go get your new guy. Go get your own guy.
Okay. I'm trying to see because the Vikings traded for the 23rd pick. If we have any updated mock drafts we can rifle off here. I don't know that anyone has. Ooh, actually, Texans Wire has one. TexansWire.com. Let's see. We don't have the sounder here, so I want to mock Texans Wire, USA Today. They've got Caleb Williams, number one, the Bears. They've got Drake May, Commanders. Jaden Daniels, Patriots. So quarterback. By the way, if you're still not doing trades with your mock draft, don't even bother.
Yeah,
at
just
this
go.
Stage. We're
just
past
stop.
Free agency. Like, come on, man.
Just stop.
Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals. Malik Nabers to the Chargers. Roma Dunze is all the wide receivers. He goes to the Giants. Joe Alt to the Titans. Dallas Turner to the Falcons, Byron Murphy Jr., defensive tackle to the Bears, Olu Fashanu to the Jets. Vikings take Toledo cornerback Quinyon Mitchell.
Okay.
Minnesota might dabble with J.J. McCarthy here, but free agent Sam Darnold should serve whatever goals the Vikings have in 2024.
Okay, I don't even want to hear it. Stop.
Oh, man. McCarthy goes the next pick to the Broncos at 11. I'm assuming they've updated this here. Let's see. With 23. There's no way they published this. Yeah, okay. Vikings at 23 via the Texans. Select out of the University of Washington, Michael Penix Jr. So there you go.
All right. Whatever. I can't believe that Sam
You wouldn't
Darnold
do that?
Was...
You wouldn't take a different position first and then go get a quarterback
a
little later
in the first
round? Well,
JJ McCarthy's there at 11. I don't think they're going to pass him up.
What if they like Penix better than McCarthy?
But here's what I would ask. If you're going to go to the work, like, and, you know, congratulations, Texans wire. Like, they rushed to do a new mock with the trade, which I like. Wouldn't you just make a trade within your, like once you know what the Vikings got, right? Wouldn't you mock a trade then for the Vikings to clearly move up?
Well, they didn't do any trades. You know, I think I think doing trades would have made it harder to publish this so quickly, but. Here's the write-up, by the way. The Vikings traded for this pick, could very well use it to trade up to snag one of the higher-ranked quarterbacks. But if Minnesota doesn't do that, it makes sense for them to take a quarterback anyway to get one of the best throwers in the game in Michael Penix. He'd have to compete with Sam Darnold, but Penix would be an awesome quarterback with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison in 2024. Okay. There's not that much of an age difference between Penix and Darnold, right? What's Darnold, 26? Penix is 23.
Darnold's 26.
But he turns 24. When's Darnold's birthday? Because Michael Penix turns 24 on May 8th, right after the draft is over.
Darnold's birthday is June 5th, so he'll be 27 in 3 months.
Okay, so there's a three-year difference between the two. But, dude, I mean, this is Darnold's, what, seventh year in the NFL?
I don't feel like the Vikings made today's trade to get Penix. But who knows? I could be wrong.
Well, how about this? Not a mock draft, but the Todd father weighs in on Twitter. This is like,
whoa,
you know, this is kind of a little update from the Todd father. Todd father's with the Ringer, I think, right now. He's doing a bunch of freelance stuff, but he's with the Ringer since the ESPN exit. He's been some appearances on there.
Okay.
He tweeted on Friday morning, the Vikings don't make this move unless they've already had serious discussions with a specific team. What will it take to move up for the QB they desire? Presumably not named Caleb or Jaden. So is it New England at 3 for May?
Yeah.
Or
this is what the great mind said.
Or a team picking a couple few spots down for JJ McCarthy.
That's what we said on the Royce Unchained episode, which is they probably did a bunch of homework at the combine, what's it gonna take? And then those teams came back with their feedback and said, yeah, we don't really that second round pick. If you can make that like a first round pick, we'd be much more enticed.
Okay, but if it's 5, so let's say it's the Chargers. So you'd flip 11 for 5, and then you'd throw in something else, but I don't know the Chargers would have a ground to stand on unless there's something I'm missing to get a second round pick from you in the same draft, would they?
So you would be, well, you would for sure be trading, it'd be the 11 and the 5,
yep,
and then the 23.
That's what I'm saying. The 23 to me feels like a move to get to 3, not 5.
Well, you might need it to get to either one of those places if the Broncos are also bidding and the Raiders or whoever else.
Yeah, you know, I feel like 2 first round picks in the same draft. Yeah, I'm smelling a trade of 3.
Yeah, you might. That's probably their site, but they got to have contingency plans. This is where they're kind of stuck. If the Commanders and the Patriots decide no price is enough to move us off of our franchise quarterback. We are the Commanders and we love Jaden Daniels. And the Patriots said, thank God, because we love Drake May. And you can't get those top three teams to budge, then you gotta find a different path. This is what's gonna make the next 5 or 6 weeks just ridiculously fun. Blank canvas, baby.
Oh, it's gonna be fantastic. A new
era.
Now, once it's done though, here's my question. Once the draft is done, what are we gonna talk about? Like, we're probably going to have to shut the show down, right?
I genuinely think the post-Kirk Cousins Tuesday through now Saturday,
crazy.
I think this is one of the, if not the biggest 5-day stretches in the history of Purple Daily for audience. You guys, like, people are so excited for a new era.
Yep.
They're excited for all the possibilities here in the next 4 or 5 weeks. So well, we can check on that. Maybe Dex can look it up.
I'll look that up for you.
But it's legitimately one of the biggest 5-day stretches in the show is going to crumble.
Just to be clear,
Kirk.
So you said Tuesday? So we're going to work on Tuesdays now?
We've always worked on Tuesdays.
You're taking these shots.
I don't know who you're referring to, but we've all
I was just curious about the schedule. I've
moved on.
Schedule,
I've moved on and you can't stop taking shots, okay? He's a Falcon now, Judd.
The worst thing you can do is allow your ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend to have power over you in the future life that you have here. You can't empower them.
Yeah.
All I asked about was workflow, and I don't know where you guys are taking this.
You have Kirk derangement syndrome, Judd. Maybe you should.
I don't know what I'm going to talk about anymore. Wife got home. I'm like, how was your day, I guess? Because, I mean, I have nothing to talk about anymore.
Maybe you can go, now that you don't have a job anymore, because, you know, we can't do shows anymore, maybe you can go work for Zero Res. You know, there's no better way for people to deep clean their houses than with Zero Res. Don't do it yourself for this spring cleaning season. Call Zero Res because they'll get the job done. They have a 4.9 rating on Google with 17,000 reviews. Call Zero Res today and ask for the Score North Special. That's 3 rooms, Zero Resified, starting at just $129. And this month also takes $75 off when you get your air ducts Zero Res clean. 952-ZERO-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com. Say you want the Score North Special. Spell it forward or backwards. It spells the same. Zero Res. All right, boys. There's your Saturday check down here. Just popping in to say hi to you guys and speculate recklessly on the weekend. Buckle the bleep up for the next several weeks.
Make sure that airbag is working.
We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.